evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Expose the Bush. And got a musical diversity for you and all kinds of great news to report. Going to start off with 7 seconds. This is Stand... What the fuck is this? Not Stand Together. Walk Together, Rock Together. Play.
Hours with without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could hear me right. Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but I plead and I deny that there's only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Okay, one of the things that happened this weekend that was great was seeing Laura Shea's band in concert, and we haven't seen each other in months, and it looks like there's a very good chance that she will be available for perform on the show live in a couple of weeks or maybe a month. And that still needs to be worked out, but her show is great as always, and I met her the same night I saw Lisa Bushell play live for the first time. Lisa, if you're a new listener, was the first live musical guest to perform here ever, and that was last March. And so we're going to try that again in a couple of weeks, and hopefully capture the magic of her live shows. I'm going to play a track by her now from her CD entitled Stories of My Life, Laura Shea, from laurashea.com. And it seems like there's no way we're going to actually get the feeling from her live shows until we have her live, but we're going to give you a little taste right now and play a track entitled Pagan Child. Play.
So it rains again, oh, the magical rain, breaking the silence, darkness and pain, and the pagan child, she still remains, guided by the lamplight, she's writing up. Circle all around,
You heard Gangrene doing Selfish. Before that, The Freeze did This Is Boston, Not L.A. Laura Shea did Pagan Child. Grateful Dead did Mama Tried. Agent Orange did Somebody to Love. And started off with 7 Seconds doing Walk Together, Rock Together. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com. And at the latter, you can hear the show repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the mornings and evenings. Check the schedule for playtimes. And relay broadcasted at 2 independent radio stations in the state of Washington, 1 in Olympia and 1 in Seattle. Tonight the theme is Expose the Bush, and we got material for that as well as news and feedback from last week's Rush on Drugs show and all kinds of news, so we'll try to get it all in. Possibly go a little overtime on each of the outlets except AN that ends abruptly at 11 o'clock, also Eastern Time, USA. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, as in Dan Quayle, quayle@sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. What's so funny? You wanna watch the wedding? Actually, there was a request. There's two far away requests that I probably won't do. And then there's one local request that just might happen and you can come there. Well, figuratively. Well, maybe more than figuratively. But anyway, a short man from Global Exposures, the Radio Volta show before mine that played all that great reggae music that we were jamming to. Next week on The Reverend Is In, Scary Monsters, a pre-Halloween show, but we're going to extend that to every kind of monster, from monsters and ghouls and things like that, and Halloween kinds of monsters, to monsters who run the world, dominate the world, dominate the media, and you'll like next week's show, Scary Monsters. And people from hate groups. We're going to acknowledge every kind of scary monsters and have a lot of fun with it. And that'll also be as diversified a show as we can possibly get. And as I said, coming up, hopefully very soon, Laura Shea live in the studio, and that will be great. And that will probably with one other bandmate, her other guitar player. And the Reverend had a great time at Sister Pixan's party in celebration of her new job. And there's 2, maybe 3 new jobs to celebrate in the Reverend's circles. So we're thinking of turning that into a show and on-the-air party, the new job party. So that'll be like a job-themed show, and that's coming up very soon. As well as another Expose the Bush show, possibly with live guests, and that's all I'm saying about it at this time. I'll talk about this later, but legendary Vancouver punk band, DOA, who are also friends of the Reverend, are going to mark a 25-year anniversary very soon, and in a very big way, and you'll get a taste of DOA later. But that is going to be a theme show when they're ready. There's going to be a new CD, a kind of a retrospective CD. Joe Keith Lee's first book, the guitar player, founder, songwriter, vocalist. and former Green Party candidate for mayor of beautiful Vancouver. We also might have Jennifer Hunter as a live guest in the next couple of weeks, and you can help make that happen by calling her telephone domination service and being absolutely sure to say that the Reverend sent you. She's from JenniferHunterConsulting.com, and you can call her at 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN, and say, the Reverend sent you, please. And maybe live guest, this is a little further in the future, Darren, the founder of the now defunct Hopeless Dregs of Humanity band from EverReviledRecords.com and his solo projects. And we're already working on some of the future shows because some of you have some really great ideas. So there's a little bit of advanced planning for the Reverend's annual holiday tree and ball special for December and the third anniversary show, which is in mid-January around King Holiday weekend. So that'll be fun, and thank you people who send these ideas, even the really whacked ones. They're still appreciated, and even if we don't do them, I love getting email like that, and you know it. Oh, and we may get a coffee goddess or two as a live guest, because you keep saying, when are we going to meet these coffee goddesses? So one or two are actually entertaining the notion of becoming live guests on the show. Tonight the theme is Expose the Bush, and the first reason that that came up as a theme was the obvious. Because Short Man, who's in the studio with me, loves to see exposed bush. But you what? Yes, you do. And the second reason is because the numbnuts who illegally became the president and illegal squatter in the White House after a Supreme Court coup and now war criminal and mass murderer, George W. Enron Ho Bush, has been exposed on a grander scale. So it's not just what people who are into independent media and who are into a little deeper research than the simple pablum offerings of the corporate media. He's been exposed now to the general public in a larger scale manner, and we want to up the ante on this and in the second Expose the Bush show in a couple weeks or so, and reiterate some of the key scandals, and to do what the corporate media usually is reluctant to do, and what his own political circles, supposed opposition seems incapable of doing. We're going to keep these stories alive, and we're going to keep them followed up and keep information spreading, because that is going to be what's necessary to not get people to overlook the severity of the scandals, the severity of the blood that is on his hands, and the magnitude of corruption and war crimes and scandal that this man and his fellow regime mates have perpetrated. Interestingly enough, there was a special on the E! Channel, Cable's entertainment channel, this weekend that showed reenactments of famous people and their scandals, and you would have liked that, Short Man. They showed Eddie Murphy, or a reenactment of Eddie Murphy picking up a transgendered working person, and most of the people they showed reenactments for were of a celebrity nature from the entertainment world, but then they decided to show actors playing Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky And even though, like most people, I'm kind of sick of them playing that to death, a scandal that was shoved down the throats of this entire nation's population for the good part of a year, and presented as the scandal of two centuries, it was a scandal and an incident that affected two people, as opposed to the crimes of George W. Numbnuts Bush, which affect, say, millions of people, the Enron connection, the war crimes, lying about the pretext of war. He's now caught having done that. And all of the other scandals, the blowing of the CIA agents' cover, on and on. And so we were watching this and saying out loud, now, what was a worse scandal? The blowjob / cigar, or the Bush scandal that affects everybody? But then we remembered. We remembered a life form. A life form that goes through life without a spine and without balls or eggs. That life form that I am speaking of course, is called a Democrat. And the reason I say that is because, similarly to the Dukakis campaign of 1988, and not that I see this party anyway as some great alternative to corporate America domination, but they are, at least on paper, the opposition. But I remembered that Dukakis refused to make a campaign issue out of Iran-Contra, the greatest presidential scandal of all time before Bush, before this Bush. And that is expected, again, for them to play all of this down, to ignore it. And so it can't be expected of the Democrats and whatever other excuses there are for supposed opposition to Bush. It's going to be up to the grassroots, and it's going to be up to independent media, and it's going to be up to the book burners and people like you. So we're going to keep the stories alive. As you know, the corporate media and the people whose sole input is from the corporate media have an attention span that's roughly the size of Rush Limbaugh's little member. That statement based on research performed by Ann Coulter. More on that later. So it's up to you to keep these stories alive and to keep making noise about it. So in this time period, the book burners need hell-raising hats and battle cry hats. For now, it is getting coverage in corporate media, even Newsweek, alias the Bush Cheerleader Weekly, and one of the magazine shows, I believe 60 Minutes, did a coverage on the lies of the presentations for war before the recent Iraq war and occupation. And they showed Colin Powell's presentation to the UN, George W. Numbnuts' speeches about how we know this weapon of mass destruction is at point A, and giving an exact location, and this one is at point B, and the actual truth behind his presentation, which, to put it short and sweet, was a lie. We're all lies, and that's coming back to the corporate media. It's what independent media has been saying all along, but that is now being, for the time being, relayed in the corporate media. So these are the things we're going to keep alive in independent media and in the streets. And I will give you some resources later. I'm getting a little talked out, and my throat is a little screwed up. So, going to play a record in a couple minutes. Some fun and humor for you. There is a great and totally relevant to tonight's theme cartoon by Tom Tomorrow that presents the liars behind the rhetoric of weapons of mass destruction and the pretext of war, where everybody is portrayed as a character from Batman, and it's entitled Holy False Rationale for War, Batman. And to get to Tom Tomorrow's cartoons, you have to go through Salon, which means going through a bunch of ads, but you can get to it. It's his October 13th cartoon, and it's at Tom Tomorrow's website under, I'm pretty sure it's still there, Current Cartoon, otherwise Cartoon Archives, at thismodernworld.com. And some stuff to peruse for the next record. This is thanks to Jay Shaft from dissidentvoice.org. U.S. Soldiers to America, Bring Us Home Now. And interestingly enough, now that they're saying that in greater numbers and signing petitions and large-scale group letters, etc., you don't hear as much from the support the troops types. Whenever the issue is a little more complicated than, say, cheering for your favorite wrestler, you don't hear from these people who wanted to support them when it was a cut and dry scenario over supporting good guys over bad guys and believing the lies that were the pretext for this war. But you can check out U.S. Soldiers to America, Bring Us Home Now, from the October 14th and 15th posting by Jay Shaft at dissidentvoice.org. And if you want to see Hell for Halliburton, that's Dickless Cheney's corporation. They're the ones that conveniently were lined up first for a monopoly on the rebuilding of Iraq and the looting of the oil there. There's no www in this. It's http://Halliburton, HallibutonHell.blog halliburtonhell.blogspot.com. And that'll give you something to chew on while we play a song by Quicksilver Messenger Service, a band from that time period the media loves to call the 60s. This track is entitled Fresh Air. Lord, make this machine work.
a sweet California sunshine.
Thank you. Send him on his way.
Okay.
Now George said send $1 so Afghani kids can eat. But the only thing he sent them was a cluster bombing treat. So if you want to feed them in their starving neighborhood, send George Bush and George Wetzel and do those kids some good.
You should.
So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send him with best wishes and send him on his way. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Send him on his way. Do it, don't delay. Send him on his way.
Okay.
That was Rage Against the Machine doing Guerrilla Radio. Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls did Send George Bush a Pretzel. Sly and the Family Stone did Life. Human Sexual Response did What Does Sex Mean to Me? And started off with Quicksilver doing Fresh Air. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Expose the Bush. And we got more on that coming up. And we're also going to do the Expose the Bush Prayer, and the latest in the Reverend Book Burn Curse, which, as you know, like the Dr. Susan Block Curse, has thus far never, ever failed. First, want to say that we totally fucked up the recording of last week's show, Rush on Drugs, which was a blast, and thank you to people who wrote in response to that and sent ideas. So please write to me and tell me if you are one of the tapers out there and you got the entire show, including the overtime, but at the very least, the first half of it from the very beginning. And please do that soon, if you would, quail@sjcdc.org. Next week, I'm fairly certain, is the weekend that the clocks change, so the show will broadcast at 9 o'clock USA time, Eastern time USA, in accordance with the clock changes. Somebody just pointed that out a few minutes ago. And also wanted to give a plug for the organizations who are organizing the anti-continued occupation of Iraq in an action on October 25th in Washington, D.C., a national action, and you can check that out at internationalanswer.org and unitedforpeace.org, and you can send that to anybody who you think may be interested. And some more great articles this week. One is by Katha Paulett of The Nation. Is the Pope crazy? Is it even necessary to ask somebody who hallucinates angels and hears voices? Is the Pope crazy? By Katha Paulett at The Nation, one word, thenation.com. And found some more articles about the Bush, expose the Bush theme, but that can wait for the time being. And there is a job availability in Washington, D.C. If you are a person with a lobotomy, they're looking for more people to cheer the Bush speeches. So if you've had a lobotomy and have limited access or limited ability to use your brain, please communicate with the White House tonight and tell them that you're available for cheering the Bush speeches. We have song lyrics by Ms. Terry of the great RadioLeft.com. Lyrics for a song for Rush Limbaugh called The Oxycontin Way, and it goes to the tune of the Joe Walsh song, Rocky Mountain Way. But we have no singers in here, and tonight I am not a singer, so that will be a forthcoming show. I think we're getting Blanket Man from Radio Volta and one or two others to form a chorus to sing all these new songs we've been getting. There was a lot of great feedback for the Rush on Drugs show last week, and the most common question in response to the show and to the playlist, which, by the way, write if you want the weekly mailer, playlist, show summary, all the links, all the plugs, and every song played on the show this evening. The question that the mailer and the show itself raised was, are you advocating jail for Rush Limbaugh for the drug violations? And especially after the plug for the article that was mostly an article to point out the hypocrisy about Rush Limbaugh's staunch support of the Nazi-ish war on drugs as opposed to social services and treatment and intelligently dealing with a social problem. And that article was entitled, Why Isn't Rush Limbaugh in Jail? But I think I agree with the point of the article, which was to point out the hypocrisy and not to actually advocate jailing the numbnuts. But to answer your question, because I do want to be clear about this, I do not advocate jail for Rush Limbaugh. And even an asshole, which he was declared asshole of the week 2 weeks ago, even an asshole like him does not deserve jail for that, for his violations of the prescription drug laws. It is actually the dumbest of all options. It is the mindset of the war on drugs itself to jail him, and that is the option of the simple-minded and the war-headed types who cannot think in the intelligent and humane manner in which, say, an actual free society would think of a social problem like the Dutch, some parts of Europe / Scandinavia, and even Vancouver and Canada, that what is the intelligent and what is the way that is actually going to make a difference and make a change and make progress. So that is the Reverend's tendencies. And since I've seen people through my social work jobs rise up from being almost as fucked up as the people who run the world, almost as fucked up as a Rush Limbaugh, chronic drug addiction, chronic mental illness, chronic a whole lot of other things. Since I've seen people like that rise up from wherever they were to the next step or two or ten in any degree of time, then somebody like Rush Limbaugh, who's probably starting 10 or 20 points below the most severe people in society, I have to believe that he can not only be healed of the current problem at hand, but also potentially remake himself and rid himself of his assholism, his bigotry, his race hate, his misogyny, his homophobia, his lying to the public, his myth perpetrating, his bush butt licking, and on and on and on. And that doesn't mean I'm expecting that, or I'm this hopeless idealist and bleeding heart. But what it means is that he has to be given a chance to do all of that. And even if he's not, if he's just going to rehabilitate himself and detox and chill out for a while and then go right back to being the same asshole, it still can't be condoned to perpetrate all these Nazi laws and anti-social services and anti-intelligence techniques for dealing with these kinds of problems. So I, in summary, do not advocate jail for Rush Limbaugh, and believe me, I think of him as an asshole as much as any listener of this show. Okay? Write if you want further discussion on that subject, but that was asked by enough people that I felt like that was worth responding to. One of the widespread covered scandals of George W. Numbnuts Bush is the leak, the exposing of the CIA agent after her spouse was critical of the Iraq war and occupation. And this is a scandal that is also 150,000 times more scandalous than the blowjob and cigar antics of the last elected president. And that leak is written of at alternet.org in an article entitled "About That Leak." And okay, promised you a prayer and a curse. So since the curses have all been effective bar none, from the Big and Powerful to this goony person who is the boss of the sacred coffee goddesses, who are very important to the creative process of the show. And since the all the way up to when Dr. Susan Block and Reverend Bookburn put a curse on the Regis brothers, who were like Enron guys, and responsible for the censorship of Dr. Susan Block's show a year and a half ago, we're going to raise the stakes, and we're going to go for an even higher source for the next curse, the Bush regime itself. So please touch your computer monitor right now as we get ready for our prayer to the Lord and the latest in the Dr. Susie and Reverend Bookburn curses. Lord, you have afflicted this nation with three generations of Nazi sick fucks from the Bush family, starting with George W. Numbnuts's grandfather, who was a funder and supporter of the Nazis
as a way of opposing communism.
And, of course, his notorious father, the Iran-Contra murderer and criminal, and George W. Numbnuts himself. And perhaps, Lord, this gave you some amusement, and who are we to question the wisdom of the manner in which you amuse yourself? But we want to appeal to you, Lord, that the joke may be getting a little old now, and we pray for more exposing of Bush. That's right, Lord. We would like more exposed Bush in 2003 and 2004. We would like Bush shaved from the mound of American politics. We would like the lies behind the war exposed and continued to be exposed, so that when there's new developments and new information that comes out about the leak, about the lies behind the war, and all the other Bush scandals, that they are not buried on page 299 after the story is a couple of months old. Lord, you have blessed Dr. Susan Block and Reverend Bookburn with a 100% pattern of curses, striking your hell fury wrath upon the enemies of their shows, among all foes, among all who were worthy recipients. And now we are going to climb the ladder just a little bit higher. Lord, we seek a curse on the Bush regime itself, that it be exposed for a prolonged manner and in a deeper manner. That's right, Lord, we are asking for deeper exposed Bush this year and next year, the election year. We place this curse tonight from the beautiful West Philadelphia studio of Radio Volta and through each of the broadcasting streams that run this show. We hereby ask thee to continue your pure record of curses against thine enemies, and to place this curse on the mighty Bush regime, starting right now. George W. Numbnuts Bush, the illegal occupant and squatter of the White House, Taliban clone, person who was about to issue a death sentence against many women via the late-term abortion ban, a man who is the enemy of education and science in favor of his idiotic defense of marriage week, which was simply an excuse to gay bash, and his utterly stupid abstinence only education, to misuse the word education, funding plans, and to continue his idiotic policies and alignments with the far right wing of religious America. Lord, hasn't this man embarrassed you enough? Let the curse begin this very evening, and keep a watch over us as we go through these crazy times together. Okay, let's play a song. Speaking of the American Christian Taliban, the people that Ayatollah Ashcraft and the Justice Department and most law enforcement nationwide can ignore, despite all the terroristic threats since the September 2003 execution of anti-choice murderer and assassin Paul Hill. Rhetoric issued that is identical to Al-Qaeda in declaring that they want to punish the nation, avenge Paul Hill, let blood spill, declare jihad, holy war, and punish the entire nation for the death of their favorite terrorist. Threats that are largely disregarded and ignored. We're going to play a song for the American Christian Taliban, the harasser of women's clinics, and friends of George W. Numbnuts Bush. This is going back to the early days of hardcore punk in Philadelphia. The band is called Autistic Behavior, and we're going to play TV Messiah. And to keep the curse going, we'll play the next track too, since they're short. Here is Autistic Behavior, TV Messiah. Lord, hear our tune. We'll be right back.
Texas food, Texas You got Betty, and you got Colin. You got Bush, you got Dick. You got Lay, and you got Colin. You got Bush, you got Dick. You got Lay, and you got Colin. You got Bush, you got Dick.
You heard Scream doing Solidarity. Before that, Supa Clean did One Big Texas. New York Dolls did Bad Girl. That's from their first self-titled release from 1973. Motorhead with Wendy O. Williams did Stand By Your Man, and started off with Autistic Behavior doing TV Messiah and Powerhead. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Expose the Bush. And that is a theme that is going to be repeated in the near future, and is, along with a lot of other great forthcoming shows, including probably a live musical guest, Laura Shea, if you're tuning in late. And the Autistic Behavior track TV Messiah went out to the American Christian Taliban, the harassers of women at clinics, and a group that's been pestering campuses, according to Laura Shea's great friend Jill, around the country, called Repent America. And they show these very large billboard-sized pictures of bad fetal art. It isn't even close to reality. It's some of them even look like they're two-year-olds, but these big fetus posters, some undercooked ones, all kinds of silliness that has been going from campus to campus. So that definitely included Repent America as well. For an article about George W. Numbnuts Bush's Nazi grandfather, whose bank was a part of the financing of Hitler's Third Reich Party. You can check out an article entitled Bush's Ancestors' Nazi Connections Leads to Bank Seizure at truthout.org. There is a film being shown around the country, and in Philadelphia it's going to be shown on November 9th at the Rotunda, about the stolen 2000 presidential election, entitled Unprecedented, and that is also online at unprecedented.org. Even though the show has listeners from numerous parts of the world and throughout this nation. There are many people who are local and in a reasonable distance of this broadcast, so the Reverend is seeking to appeal to a humane and compassionate person who can take in a cat. The last handful of days, the Reverend has been on this mission to save this one specific cat, and details if you contact me about this. But if you are in the Philadelphia area and you can help this absolute darling sweetheart of a cat, write to me, quail@sjcdc.org, and let me know that you can save her life. She's in a house right now, but it is a house that she needs to get out of. And speaking of that, you can check out a humane animal rescue site from the UK. And hello, UK bookburners, Plantard and Associates, at theanimalrescuesite.com. October is Breast Cancer Month. And for a legitimate breast cancer website that does not perpetrate anti-choice bullshit propaganda about abortion leading to breast cancer and other non-science, you can go to thebreastcancersite.com. Okay. What did we forget? We forgot Michael Moore's new book, and it is very much worth it. It is called Dude, Where's My Country? And Michael Moore is the guy who did the Bowling for Columbine film, Canadian Bacon, The Big One, Roger and Me, and other books like Stupid White Men and Downsize This. And Dude, Where's My Country is a classic, and all of that can be checked out at michaelmoore.com. You know I love to do this show. I am missing so many bands tonight. Although I could only go to one of these. Anyway, Anti-Flag is playing tonight, probably right this second. And the Reverend only saw them once. The Reverend never saw the 60s band called Love with Arthur Lee from L.A., and they're playing tonight. And who knows how long those guys will be alive. And then there's also a Sweet Honey in the Rock concert. The Reverend saw them several times. Next week, tune in for the Scary Monster Show, unless you go to see Marilyn Manson, who is also in the Bowling for Columbine film by Michael Moore. And Marilyn Manson coming to Philadelphia for Halloween, interestingly enough. A couple plugs, and then I'll give you your tasty reading. I don't think we're going to get to play the new songs, because they are not findable on a computer. And so, according to Jim Nexus from the Wednesday night, the Sunday afternoon Nexus show, they are not findable. So we're going to play eventually Ed Gold's donation, a King Missile track about George W. Numbnuts Bush, and the latest recording by Ms. Terry in conjunction with Sister Mary Titwright. And one other song. Oh, and a recording of supposedly Rush Limbaugh singing I Am a Nazi. And so we'll try to get them to you next week, the new songs. Meantime, you can check out bushrecall.org and Paul Krasner's books and CDs at Paul Krasner, KRASSNER, paulkrasner.com. And his regular Zen Bastard column is published by New York Press, nypress.com. All right, more plugs later. But this is from, well, we read last week from the 90s book, the mid-90s book by Al Franken, because it was so in keeping with the theme, Rush on Drugs. His book was entitled Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot. However, he has a new book that is absolutely fantastic, entitled Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right. And even though this entire book is worth reading, I will only read a page. from a chapter entitled Ann Coulter, and then there's a colon. This chapter is entitled Ann Coulter, Nutcase. I know, you think the chapter title is a little harsh, but believe me, in Coulter's case, Nutcase is more than justified. I should know. You see, Ann and I are friends. I personally wasn't aware of that myself until I read it in the New York Observer. They did a profile of Coulter where her bellified, relentlessly ugly bestseller, Slander, topped the New York Times list. And for some reason, I guess to establish her bona fide as just a lovable gal about town, she told the writer from the Observer that she was friendly with Al Franken. I found that odd. I have met Ann Coulter once, at a Saturday Night Live party. When she introduced herself to me, I made what, in retrospect, was a terrible mistake. Instead of saying, Ann Coulter, you're a horrible person. Ooh, I just hate you. Or something along those lines, instead I was cordial. For maybe a minute or two, that is the sum total of my personal interaction with Ann Coulter. And yet to her, it was enough to include me on a very short list of people she was, quote, friendly with. Pathetic, to be sure, but no more dishonest than every other word that comes out of this woman. Coulter, for those of you lucky enough to not have been exposed to her, is the reigning diva of the hysterical right. Or rather, the hysterical diva of the reigning right. Coulter has appeared on shows like ABC's This Week, Good Morning America, Hardball, Larry King Live, and The Today Show. The Reverend talking. She's also been on Politically Incorrect a lot of times. Al Franken talking. To complain, among other things, that conservatives don't get on TV enough. Her books, like her TV appearances, consist of non-stop, rabid frothing. Her first High Crimes and Misdemeanors, the case against Bill Clinton, put her on the radar as an up-and-coming liar. Her next book, Slander, Liberal Lies About the American Right, argues that liberals use lies and shrill accusations to debase political discourse in America. It's a fascinating exercise in dishonesty, hypocrisy, and irony of the unintentional sort. Let's get right to some examples. And there are examples and examples and examples. Take the dramatic conclusion of Slander. After 206 pages of accusing liberals of, among other awful things, being elitist snobs, she trots out her crowning piece of evidence, proof of the New York Times' disregard and contempt for what real Americans care about. And then it goes into this big example of her false accusation about the New York Times and its coverage of NASCAR race car driver Dale Earnhardt and his death. Anyway, won't go into that example, but that is your reading for tonight from Al Franken and his book, which is brand new and out now, and entitled Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them. How much time is there? Like around 20 minutes? All right, a few plugs, and then we'll play you some DOA. There are many worthy spoken word and CD releases and music releases, as well as video and books and t-shirts and great stuff at AlternativeTentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. Cheryl Miller's memorial project is still happening in Washington, D.C., Cheryl, who passed away a couple months ago of muscular sclerosis, CherylDCMemorial.org. To check out Ms. Terry, her anti-rush page, and a whole lot more, go to RadioLeft.com. What is this handwriting trying to tell me? I have no idea. Sorry. Emergency contraception information at BackupYourBirthControl.com. And please spread that information, since information is tightening for stellar genius events like Protect the Family Week and abstinence education, to misuse the word education, funding, ECP, information, emergency contraception, at backupyourbirthcontrol.com. Please send it to every student and every person that you know. Thank you. Pro-Choice Lig at ProChoiceLig.com, and they really need some bucks. So even if you send them five, please do that today. To support the married couple charged with prostitution for their workshops and seminars on sexual techniques, or to check out their video line, including a hilarious spoof of Star Wars entitled Stop the Wars, you can go to videoalt.com to support TL and Susie Wall, and I'm still pissed off over that bust and ready to run to Missouri myself to raise a little hell. The Reverend sends love and support and wishes of healing to everybody affected by the passing of former Radio Volta DJ Claire Clay, who passed away about a month ago, 1978 to 2003, it says on this memorial we have here on the wall. And hang strong, we support you, and we want you to get through this, everybody who ever knew her. To support the Plea for Peace, or rather to check out the Plea for Peace CDs, the Take Action Tours, and their favorite cause to support, the National Helpline, which you can check out yourself at 1-800-SUICIDE for 24/7 assistance regarding depression and suicide. You can check out all these projects online at subsidy.net. Legal and civil liberties information at ACLU.org. More Numbnuts Bush information at MoveOn.org. And, of course, the very worthy BushRecall.org. Check out Dr. Susan Block and her great editorials and her great video streaming show online, drsusanblock.com. And her great editorial, Extreme AS Craft, is in the What's New page. And the Reverend's response to Extreme AS Craft is in the Patriot Letters link on the right margin. All right, we'll do the credits later. And let me tell you that one of the forthcoming shows, and I can't wait to do this, is in celebration of the 25th anniversary of DOA. And that is going to be marked by a new CD, a new release CD, but old material, a lot of history in it. Joe Keithley's first book. And I'm pretty sure the reissues of everything that has come out before on tiny labels that no longer exist. And you can get everything, you can check out all this stuff at their label, Sudden Death Records, which is at suddendeath.com. And we're going to celebrate in advance the 25th anniversary of DOA right now and play a song by DOA, and we're going to play it for the Bush regime. And even though we played One Big Texas and Send George Bush a Pretzel, they didn't quite say it all. So let's take care of that right now. We're going to celebrate DOA from SuddenDeath.com by letting DOA pay its tribute to exposing the Bush and to giving the message that has been lacking in this continent towards the Bush regime. From DOA to the Bush regime, this track is entitled Fuck You.
Because we don't got a crazy.
Go. ask me about that Taliban? Aren't they some rock band or something? I think we agree the past is over.
The Queen, America rule the airwaves. Let's dump McDonald's on our leader's head. He's a small boy's in disorder. I'll save the Queen. We're feeling hell and heaven. Got ourselves a brand new death machine. Got the
man lift, man lift, man lift.
And dignity to the Oval Office in the White House. It's clearly a budget. It's got a lot of numbers in it. Don't mess with Texas.
I'll save the Queen. 2% of all the money. The economic terrorists have hijacked our votes. Sold our souls for nothing. Planes like lights and planes are bomb. Death is death wherever it's from. Death is death wherever it's from.
I know what I believe, and I believe what I believe is right. Well, just make sure they don't go bomb the Taj Mahal. I saw that on a postcard once. Looks like a nice shopping mall. I know how hard it is for you to put food on your family. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Holiday Queen, Iran and San Francisco. In fact, all the lands on the hairline fracture, they're gonna get hit. They're gonna get hit.
Today. Not in English, not in French, not in Mexican.
Sound up, what better when they're losing votes than to erupt into the united sound of raw fever. We need unity now more than ever. We should only attack to righteously defend. Paranoia sits in. Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them?
That was by Carpet Bombers for Peace. The track was entitled Allah Save Queens. And you can check out this mini compilation that is a benefit, an anti-war benefit called Salt in the Wound from Peace Not War, peace-not-war.org. And, of course, the great DOA doing Fuck You. And that went out to the Bush regime. And I'm going to play another track in a minute. Before we close out the show, I want to give the credits and then announce the forthcoming shows. The Reverend thanks the following for information, assistance, or just general inspiration to the following for tonight's show. Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry and Sister Mary Titwright, Ms. Lioness and her girlfriend, Plantard and the UK bookburners, the French, Belgian, Dutch, Australian, Brazilian, and Canadian bookburners, Liz Butt, Justin, Brooke, Jennifer Hunter, Pie Man, Laura Shea and her band and associates, Jill, Gina, Karen, Sister Pixan and her party guests, Scott the cat lover who might be rescuing the cherished cat that the Reverend is trying to save, the coffee goddesses, Mother Therese, Maria, Lauren, Mr. Z V, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Dark Lady, and her new honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susan Block Show and Elegant Angel video, Paul Krasner, Pro-Choice League, all clinic defenders, and everyone at Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a radio transmitter by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, DJ Cindy and DJ Jim Nexus of Radio Volta, the two Washington independent radio shows that broadcast this show, and Dallas Blanchard. Thank you all very much. And coming up on The Reverend is in Scary Monsters, and that'll be like a pre-Halloween show, and that will be very diversified. The new job party for at least two people, possibly three, and maybe also one of the coffee goddesses. Laura Shea live in this studio, and that will be great if she does it. Jennifer Hunter, and you can help make that happen by going to jenniferhunterconsulting.com or calling her at 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN. Darren from Hopeless Dregs of Humanity and everreviledrecords.com. And after that, who knows? But one of the great joys of seeing Laura Shea live was her playing this song by a Belgian band called Case Choice, and hello, Crazy Fox and other Belgian bookburners. Case Choice has this double CD called Almost Happy, and this song by them was covered by Laura Shea, beautifully covered, at her show this weekend, and I'm going to play Case Choice version right now. This track is entitled Not an Addict. We'll go a little overtime, except on AN, and then close out. Here's Kay's Choice.
Breathe in and breathe in. got tickets to the end. It'll go down in history, just you win my friend. Rock and roll will always be, it'll go down in history. Hey,
rock and roll will always be, it'll go down in history.
Come on, everybody rock, everybody rock, everybody rock, everybody rock.
Is the Atheist Radio Network.